Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth opened the news briefing on Iran, and he did not waste any time getting to the point.
I'll start, as we often do here at the Department of War, with the bottom line up front. For the world to hear and the press to actually admit that the United States is decimating the radical Iranian regime's military in a way the world has never seen before. Never before has a modern, capable military, which Iran used to have, been so quickly destroyed and made combat ineffective, devastated. We said it would not be a fair fight, and it has not been.
He described strikes on more than 15,000 enemy targets, saying Iran now has no air force, no navy, and no air defenses. But the strikes go deeper than that.
Soon and very soon, all of Iran's defense companies will be destroyed. For example, as of 2 days ago, Iran's entire ballistic missile production capacity, every company that builds every component of those missiles, has been functionally defeated, destroyed. Buildings, complexes, and factory lines all across Iran, destroyed. So we're shooting down and destroying what missiles they still have in stock, but more importantly, ensuring that they have no ability to make more.
He also referred to the attacks that have killed Iran's supreme leader and other political and military leaders.
Iran's leadership is in no better shape. Desperate and hiding, they've gone underground, cowering. That's what rats do.
That last comment drew a response from Ali Larijani of Iran's Supreme National Security Council. He posted a message on social media saying, "Mr. Hegseth, our leaders have been and still are among the people, but your leaders on Epstein's Island." Hegseth was joined at the briefing by the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Air Force General Dan Kane. The general briefly mentioned a laundry room fire aboard the aircraft carrier USS Gerald R. Ford, and he mourned the loss of a KC-135 refueling aircraft Thursday. But mainly, he praised the military's war successes.
In just the first 13 days of this operation, our artillery forces have made history. They fired the first precision strike missiles ever used in combat, reaching deep into enemy territory.
He also had praise for the crew that fired the precision strikes.
They then throw three simple toggle switches, and 10 to 15 feet behind them, a rocket motor ignites, and the round is headed downrange to do the nation's work. I asked these youngsters, these young, awesome Americans, what does that feel like? And one of them just looked at me and said, "It's awesome."
During the question period, Secretary Hegseth addressed other issues, like the strike on a girls' school in Iran that killed 175 people, mainly children, apparently by a U.S. Tomahawk missile. Hegseth says that the military's central command has picked an officer to complete an investigation.
The command investigation will take as long as necessary to address all the matters surrounding this incident, and the investigating officer is from outside CENTCOM and is a general officer. But I will note to this group and to the world, there's only one entity in this conflict between us and Iran that never targets civilians.
Hegseth also had some grievances against news reporting on the war. He says the banner headline, "Mideast War Intensifies," for example, would have been better as "Iran Increasingly Desperate."
Another example of a fake headline that I saw yesterday, "War Widening." Here's a real headline for you for an actual patriotic press. How about "Iran Shrinking, Going Underground"? See, you see, Iran's leaders are hiding in bunkers and moving into civilian areas. The only thing that is widening is our advantage.
Another issue he touched on was the Strait of Hormuz, the transit route for 20% of the world's oil shipping, as well as other cargo. United Nations officials are warning that disruptions in the strait could disrupt humanitarian aid shipments worldwide. But Hegseth does not seem concerned about that. He says the U.S. will provide military escorts through the strait at some unspecified future time.
The only thing prohibiting transit in the straits right now is Iran shooting at shipping. It is open for transit should Iran not do that.
Hegseth promised that Friday would see a 20% increase in U.S. strikes on Iran. And indeed, things have escalated on this last Friday of Ramadan. The U.S. is deploying about 2,500 Marines to the Middle East, along with an additional warship. Israel has also ramped up strikes on Iran, as well as escalating military actions in Lebanon. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz said Friday, "One thing becomes increasingly clear. We need a convincing plan on how this war can come to an end." But according to Hegseth, the end of the war will come when the U.S. decides its objectives have been met. And that decision is up to one man alone.
The president has his hand on the throttle and will decide ultimately when they've been reached that serve the purposes of the United States of America, American interests first.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.